Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Stories Behind the Stickies on the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. This is episode 46, and the topic of the sticky note is back talk. The text on the post-it reads, "Your customers are talking behind your back. Are they saying good things or bad things?" Psst, you hear that? Your customers are talking about you. They're talking about you to their coworkers, and they're talking about you to their friends. They're talking about you at business networking events, and they're talking about you at personal social events. It's no use stressing out about it. You can't control the fact they're talking about you. But you do have a measurable amount of control over the stories they tell about you. If you deliver an incredibly good experience every time you interact with your customers, they will most likely say incredibly good things about you. If, on the other hand, you deliver a miserably bad experience every time you interact with them, well, what are some ways to deliver a memorably good experience? Well, I'm glad you asked. One, smile when you speak to them. Face-to-face is the best way to work with clients, and having a smile on your face will almost guarantee they will smile back at you. If you're working with clients over the phone, make it a point to smile throughout your conversation. Your voice takes on different auditory characteristics, and people can actually hear your smile in your voice. The next time you're on the phone with a customer service person or anybody, see if you can tell if they're smiling or not. My guess is that it will be very obvious to you, and sometimes painfully so. Number two, don't just answer questions. Give your customers the information they need. If a customer asks if you sell a certain item, don't just give them a yes or no answer. Let them know how many you have in stock, how quickly you can ship, and what colors are available. Ask them if they'd like help placing an order now, or if they prefer that you send them a link to an ordering page on your website where they can place their order later. Customers absolutely need their questions answered, but they also want to know what the typical next steps are in the process, especially if they're a first-time customer or the product is unfamiliar to them. Number three, follow up. When is the best time to follow up? Frequently. Reach out to customers whom you've sent quotes to, check customer satisfaction with people who've received their orders, and stay in touch with past customers you haven't heard from in a while. And don't just call and say, "Hi, I'm checking on the quote." Call with some additional information of value, special new details about the product or service they're evaluating, or to offer some sort of training or orientation on a new product or service they've purchased, or invite them to a customer appreciation celebration. These are just three ways to create good stories for your customers to tell about you behind your back. Most importantly, in each and every interaction, let your genuine desire to help shine through. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. The Big Yellow Sticky Podcast was born of the content that I post daily at BigYellowSticky.com, where for the past 5 years, I've drawn by hand in Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow sticky note a piece of mini content, an inspirational quote, a motivational thought, or sometimes just an important note to myself. And then I publish it and share it with the world. This podcast shares the stories and thoughts behind the text that went on the sticky note. And I do it every day. If you'd like to receive a free email alert the next time I publish new content at BigYellowSticky.com, just go to that website, click on the link that says Get Sticky, and enter your email address. As soon as you confirm, you'll begin receiving a daily update straight to your email inbox that includes a graphic of that day's post-it note, as well as a link to the Big Yellow Sticky podcast where I talk about the stories behind the stickies, just like the one you're listening to now. Thanks for tuning in today and listening to this episode. I'll be back again tomorrow to share another story about the Big Yellow Stickies and the thoughts behind them. I hope you're here. I'd love to talk to you again. Bye.